Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Maloney. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Maloney. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Blasingame moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Blasingame moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. 1 out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of 1-2. Freeze strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zimmerman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive towards first. Coleman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maloney fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Maloney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Maloney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Maloney moves to second. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Blasingame is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. Maloney scores. Blasingame moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blasingame scores. Pinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. 1 out. Dick Burpell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burpell is 0-for-1 in the game. Burpell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame catches it and throws to first to double up Altman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to second. One out. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maloney hits a line drive towards the mound. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Blasingame moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blasingame tags and scores. Pinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maloney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a pop-up towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maloney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maloney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burkell is 0-for-2 in the game. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wisenant is called out on strikes. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.